Mets.
Yes. Yes, the United States wins the 4x200, whatever that means, medley. Michael Phelps wins another gold medal. I believe that's a gold medal. Again, Pete, I can never tell. Put up. They're all excited, so they wouldn't be this excited for a semifinal. Let's bring Molly Green in. Molly, am I seeing this right? Did Michael Phelps
just won gold.
Yeah!
Again.
Real time!
Like, by a ton.
Yeah, that wasn't even close.
Ryan Lochte. That was Ryan Lochte's big Olympic moment.
He's in this race? He was in this
race?
Yeah. Where's his white hair?
It looks kind of blonde.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Well, how about it? Michael Phelps, Ryan Lochte, and the rest of the relay team win gold in the pool. Molly Green is with us tonight. We are fan jamming the Olympics all week long. Molly Green, and she's watching the primetime Olympics, so we don't have to. So tonight, the U.S. seems to be really pouring on the gold medals.
Yeah, and with this race, I'm not sure what happened. I'm sure they'll talk a lot about it, but it was like Michael Phelps ran they're going to show it right now. Like, he broke his cap, and so he had to borrow Connor Dwyer's cap, and he wasn't ready when he was supposed to swim his leg, and it seemed like some chaos.
Did they stop?
No, Connor Dwyer just gave him his cap.
But, I mean, is the race going on while he's doing that? Because he's in a relay, right?
Yeah. That's
awesome. Yes. Michael Phelps is such a star that they're already racing, and he's like, let me get up there. Okay, yes. I'm ready.
I know.
Nerve-wracking. Okay. There you go. The U.S. team seems to be winning in the pool tonight. Katie Ledecky also wins along with Michael Phelps, correct? The theme of tonight seems to be the big hitters are doing their thing.
Yeah, it was cute when Michael Phelps won because he went, of course, his mom is there, who's an Olympic staple, and his fiance and his baby, whose name is Boomer, is there, and he went into the crowd and was like holding Boomer, and it was cute. So,
and I love it that they wear all the babies have to wear the chic headphones. You know, they all got baby headphones on.
Yeah,
listen to their Drake in Future. All right, so
what is Michael Phelps listening to? Do we know this? Have you seen anything about this?
I know it's so interesting. Like, someone should ask him if he's not. Maybe he's not giving it up because obviously yesterday when he gave that weird sort of metal face to the other swimmer who didn't medal, by the way. He seemed to be listening to something. Everyone said he kind of looked 8 Mile, like Eminem. So, all right. So tonight, obviously, the pool takes center stage, if you will, with the Michael Phelps, Katie Ledecky, and all that kind of stuff. But it was the gymnastics as well, which caused a little bit of an uproar because they won during the day.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was planning on starting out tonight by saying, hey, Justin, you know what's the worst?
What's the worst?
When WGN spoils the women's gymnastics results.
I know. I guess
I'm racing to get home to watch the Olympics, and I'm listening to you guys, and I hear the results, and a little tear.
Well, I applaud you for avoiding that news up to that point because, all day long, it was all over ESPN and CBS, and everybody was like, gold, gold, gold.
I've trained myself from the past couple of Olympics where they've been such a big time difference to avoid things. And, so.
Well, I mean,
I think it's
weird that they, I mean, it's such a major event. I mean, maybe it's not a major event other places, but why is it during the day? Why not have that be the primetime event? I mean, it's Olympics and gymnastics. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I agree. I don't know why. Yeah, it seems to make more sense to be on at night, so I don't know.
And I missed all of it, so all I know is they won. All right, so what was the best moment tonight? There were a lot of gold medals, but what was the best moment in the primetime Olympics?
That was pretty exciting right there with the cap and them winning again. But, I mean, I think the best moment was Michael Phelps beating Chad Lacroze and him not even medaling. And that was a really thrilling tight race, whereas like this the relay was
they just beat him up
but Michael Phelps gold tonight was really thrilling and was the highlight. Ledecky was great too.
How did you watch the gymnastics? What were the gymnasts for the Americans? Were they just dominant?
I kind of got over my annoyance with that because it was kind of a blowout too. They've only shown half of it, and they're just starting to show the second half of it.
What?
Now.
At 10 o'clock?
That's ridiculous. I know, I was thinking, like, if you're like a 10-year-old girl, this is kind of late to be up to be watching this. But it's summer, I guess. I don't know.
So this little montage they're showing with them being all gangster walking behind the flag and everything, that's like in between the actual meet because they tape this. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I have a question out of, and I don't want to give it away. I guess, you know, if people are watching, here's a spoiler alert again, even though this stuff happened at 2 o'clock in the afternoon or whatever. There was a little bit of drama around the idea that some of the U.S. gymnasts were going to have to compete against themselves for the all or for the all around, for the individual stuff. When does that play out to who exactly moves on? Because only two gymnasts can go to the individuals, and there was question whether it would be Allie or Gabby. Listen to me.
Well, there's individual apparatus, and then there's an individual all around. So they'll move on to only two of them will go to the where it's the all around.
Yeah, but when do they make that determination?
Tonight, after how they perform. I haven't seen that, but it might. They haven't like announced that on tonight yet, but it's based on like their performances.
How they
tonight.
Did, yeah.
I think actually now I'm questioning myself. Is it based on what they did two nights ago?
Yeah, I don't know. That's the story that I missed somewhere along the line. If it's because Gabby kind of didn't do so hot in the floor routine, and I was watching that moment, and I was like, oh, interesting. She might not even make it to the
Yeah, aura. I think she'll just do uneven bars.
For this.
Is it? Yeah.
All right, so what was the best broadcast moment tonight?
I was thinking about that, and it brings up something that I'm missing, and they haven't been doing the, like, stories that they usually do. So that's what I'm looking for with a best broadcast moment. I mean, obviously there were some thrilling calls and a lot of enthusiasm, but yeah, I miss those where they would bring, where Bob Costas would sit down with Mary Carrillo and she would tell a story about Rio or a story about an athlete or about a happy ending or heartbreak. And they haven't done any of that. Or maybe I saw a little bit of it this weekend,
right,
but
there
hasn't been during the prime time. So I'm missing that part of it. And there's very little Bob Costas. It's mostly just events.
That's boring.
So I was talking about Ryan Seacrest last night. And so Ryan Seacrest is the new Mary Carrillo, though. So he hosts the show that's on after the news, the, like, 11:30.
Yeah, right.
So, and tonight, set your DVR because Matthew McConaughey is going to be on with him tonight. And they're Facebook Living it.
Is that like a cross promotion for the movie? Yeah, he's in the Kubo and the Two Strings. That's hilarious. They're even doing cross promotion at the
Olympics. Probably. There's like a commercial for Rogue One, which is the new Star Wars movie.
Right.
And it's like, have you seen that where it's like half Olympic athletes, half characters from that movie? And they're going to debut the trailer Thursday night or something. So. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it's some synergy going on.
Let me ask you, I mean, what was funny tonight? Was there any absurdity? I mean, obviously the cap breaking off someone's head.
Yeah, I don't know. Just Ryan Lochte makes me laugh. And I started looking him up, and he has, like, his girlfriend is a playmate, and they're taking all these, like, sexy photos in Rio. And so I just enjoy seeing Ryan Lochte.
847 says all around gymnasts were determined the first night of competition.
Okay.
So what is that? Okay, answer my question then. Like, 847, I thank you for that information, but who's actually going? Do we know that? I mean, we must know if it's already been determined. It's not a spoiler.
Can Pete look it up for us?
Yeah, Pete will look it up. All right, so anything else we missed tonight? What else do we know? I had the question for you about
I was watching the
men's volleyball. And the Italian team had all white jerseys except for one dude in blue. And it felt like he was like, it was pickup volleyball where they're like, can we borrow you? We're short a guy. I get to understand because the U.S. had all the same similar jerseys on.
Well, I couldn't find out. The research that I did, it's that player is like the best player on the team. And he can play like any position. But there's like some restrictions on it, though. But if they, it's usually like the tallest player who spikes the best. So if they don't want him to play in the like waste him in the back. That's
yeah,
him.
But see, the thing that threw me about this one, and if you're out there, 312-981-7200, answer this for me. He wasn't the tallest guy. He was the shortest guy. He looked like the most unathletic on the field. There was a point where I was like, is he sort of like the captain of the team? He's been there the longest. Like maybe he was the oldest player on the team, and this was like a distinction of some sort. Like that's how it felt.
They're like the most, they're defensive specialists. I don't know. Was he playing? Was he seeming? Did he seem to always play like in the same spot?
Well, they rotate, don't they? Like in the like,
well,
or is that just from
that player doesn't have to rotate though?
Oh, that's the thing. Sure. Oh, maybe that's it. And you know, to be honest with you, the only thing I know about volleyball is from fifth grade, so it's not much I know. 847 comes through. Simone Biles and Allie Raisman. So
and
Gabby Douglas is not doing the all around individual.
And we've got, they're showing Allie Raisman's parents right now, who are always a highlight of the Olympics, if you remember them from 4 years
ago.
They get really nervous.
They get really intense.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. That's our Olympic fan jam for tonight. Molly Green, of course, watching the Olympics primetime, so we don't have to. We want to, but we can't because we're doing the show. Molly, we'll talk again tomorrow night where we hope the Americans go for gold and no one's hat breaks.
Thanks, Justin.